Hey everyone, and welcome back to Surviving the Monday Scaries. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let's be honest, sometimes the work week feels like navigating a minefield of stress and negativity. But what if I told you that we have the power to change that? Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating a positive and supportive environment, not just at work, but in all areas of our lives. Because let's face it, a little sunshine goes a long way. Ever felt like your energy was completely drained by negativity in the workplace or even among friends? You know that feeling when you walk into a room and instantly feel the weight of tension? Well, guess what? We can break free from that cycle. Building a positive and supportive environment isn't about being all rainbows and unicorns. It's about fostering genuine connections, celebrating successes, and lifting each other up, even during tough times. So, how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, practice empathy. Think about it. Everyone is carrying their own baggage, anxieties, and worries. Instead of jumping to conclusions or offering unsolicited advice, try truly listening and understanding where someone's coming from. A simple, "How are you feeling about that?" can go a long way in creating a space where people feel safe sharing their thoughts and feelings. Next up, celebrate the wins, big and small. We often get caught up in chasing the next goal that we forget to acknowledge our accomplishments along the way. High-five someone for nailing a presentation, celebrate finishing a tough project, or simply acknowledge a friend's effort in trying something new. Celebrating successes, no matter how seemingly minor, boosts morale and creates a positive ripple effect. Thirdly, be a cheerleader, not a critic. We all need encouragement sometimes, and that's where you come in. Offer genuine praise, support their dreams, and remind them of their strengths. Instead of focusing on flaws, highlight what makes them unique and valuable. Remember, a little positive reinforcement can go a long way in building confidence and fostering a supportive environment. Now, let's talk about constructive feedback. While positivity is key, it's also important to be honest and provide helpful feedback when needed. Think of it as guiding someone towards improvement, not tearing them down. Frame your feedback in a positive light, focusing on specific actions and offering solutions instead of just pointing out problems. Remember, the goal is to help them grow, not make them feel bad. Finally, lead by example. Actions speak louder than words, so show others what it means to be part of a positive and supportive environment. Be kind, be respectful, offer help when needed, and celebrate the good in others. Remember, your attitude and actions have a ripple effect. They influence those around you. By embodying positivity and support, you become a catalyst for change, creating a more uplifting and inspiring space for everyone. Let me share a quick example. Imagine this. You're working on a group project, and things are getting tense. There's disagreement about the direction. People are feeling overwhelmed, and the mood is sour. Instead of letting negativity take over, you could step up as a team player. Offer encouragement, brainstorm solutions together, acknowledge everyone's contributions, and celebrate even small milestones along the way. By shifting the focus from conflict to collaboration, you can create a more positive and productive environment where everyone feels valued and supported. So remember, creating a positive and supportive environment is an ongoing process. It takes conscious effort, empathy, and a willingness to be kind and encouraging. But trust me, the rewards are well worth it. When we surround ourselves with positivity and support, we unlock our true potential, build stronger connections, and create a more fulfilling life for ourselves and those around us. Take these key takeaways and put them into action today. Start by being mindful of your words and actions. Celebrate the good in others, and offer genuine support whenever you can. Remember, you have the power to make a difference. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little positivity in their life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.